Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Australia's leading contemporary dance company, Chunky Move, will present their newest work, Connected, this Saturday, March 24th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 25th at 3 p.m. in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. The performance is co-presented by Jacob's Pillow. Connected is a collaboration between choreographer Gideon Oberzenek and visual artist Ruben Margolin, who is known for large kinetic sculptures. In Connected, an airborne sculpture made of wood, recycled plastic, paper, and steel is built in front of the audience as the dance unfolds and attached to the dancers, creating a whole new form of movement. We are joined now by Chunky Move's founding artistic director, Gideon Oberzenek, director and choreographer of Connected. Gideon, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
How did you first become involved in dance?
Well, I started going out as a teenager, I think, socially. I just enjoyed dancing a lot. At parties and going underage into clubs, and my mother suggested, why don't I go and do some dance classes, since she noticed that I was getting really into it. And I didn't initially, and then I can't remember for whatever reason, I started going, and I liked it. I found it very hard, but I liked the challenge. Mm-hmm. And I kept doing it, and eventually towards the end of high school I auditioned to the Australian Ballet School and got in and sort of went on from there.
As a choreographer, where do the ideas for your pieces come from?
Well, I think earlier on, the ideas were mostly my own stories, and I think my own history and my own experience. But really, after the first few years, after I feel like I've really kind of explicated that, I think more recently works have been much more about the form itself of dance and the idea of performing and what does that mean, and choosing themes and ideas that sort of really sit outside of my own experience but absolutely sit within my interest.
You say the idea of performance and what it means. What have you found that it means for you in that exploration?
Well, it means a few things. One is this kind of this sense of storytelling or telling of a kind of a narrative. But within that, I mean, dance is not so good at telling stories in that way. It's very good with mood and tone. So it's creating an environment where we talk about something like, I don't know, a sculpture or a work of art, and then it is both talking about it and becoming it. Dance seems to do that very well. It becomes the actual form itself or the idea of it itself, and then standing back and then speaking about it.
How did you come to work with visual artist Ruben Margolin on Connected, the piece that's being performed at Mass Mocha this weekend?
Well, I was giving a talk about my work that I've done with interactive video, mm-hmm. Which is something I've been doing with a computer software engineer, Frieda Weiss. And this was in New England in 2009. And Ruben was speaking about his work and showing stuff on video. And I think we were just mutually very impressed with what we were doing. And we spoke at the pub that evening about each other's work, and we thought maybe we could get together and do something. And I've been working with a lot of digital instruments about recording the dancers' movements or getting information of the dancers' movement and using that to then create real-time video and then projecting that back. So the light that the dancer actually performs in is generated by their own movements. It becomes like an extension of choreography. Mm-hmm. And Ruben's work has a much more, I guess, sort of industrial design of the sort of 17th century, very early period of loom design, and it's with hundreds of strings. And I was really impressed by the information that his moving sculptures take from whatever's attached at the other end of the string and then reinterpreting that into these patterns. And I was speaking with him saying, you know, the technology is very different, but actually what's happening is kind of similar to what I've been working in. So it wasn't a completely foreign, new thing. to get into, but this kind of analog relationship was quite different. And we began by actually me going to his workshop in Berkeley, California, a couple mm-hmm. of times from Australia, and I would literally get tied up with bits of string that were attached to pieces of wood and through pulleys, and the result was sort of quite fascinating. This very brutal or primitive kind of interpretation of human movement. And from that, we did a whole lot of drawings, and then Ruben finally made this final design, and he built this quite incredible sculpture, really, that he brought over to Australia, and we worked together with my dancers to create something much larger.
When you work with the dancers on something like this, how much input do they have into what you're creating?
Well, the dancers have an incredible amount of input because I don't really have things completely worked out in my head. I mean, I have ideas and themes and things I'd like to try, but I don't work out any kind of series of steps or anything like that. So in the studio, the dancers very much involved in creating the choreography, but also particularly with the sculpture because they're attached to it. And it is very much like an instrument. It's almost like learning how to play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are going through that experience. And so they're getting that very direct feedback from the sculpture, and then they're responding to that, and through that they make suggestions and execute ideas. And so I'm sort of sit on the periphery of that, in a way directing the bigger picture, but they are very much the kind of the creative engine, or at least the rendering of the creativity is very much done by them.
In preparing to speak with you this morning, I watched several videos online of Chunky Move's work. A bit of Connected is available, and also the video capture pieces you spoke about a moment ago. And
yeah,
they're gorgeous just on videos on the computer, but obviously that isn't the ideal way to view them. What do you think is present in a live performance that is lost in a taping?
Well, I think, you know, some of my works on video, because there is post-production and after effects in video and filmmaking. When you watch them on screen, you think, oh yeah, you know, it's beautiful and it's impressive, but it's not unique or amazing in any way that it can be done. You know, a lot of film and video does things like that. But I think that's what's remarkable when you watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch my works live, there is no after effects. There is no post production. It's actually happening right now at that moment, and no performance, single performance, is exactly the same as the one as previous performances, because they are constantly changing and responding to what's happening right there and then. So even though there is a clear pattern and we kind of know the direction of the performance, it's never the same. And the liveness of it, I guess, it sounds a bit silly, but the liveness of it, it becomes the kind of a very important aspect of the show. And a lot of the choreography is task-driven. It means that there's a level of improvisation that changes from one performance to another quite a lot. And I think there is something actually about watching dance live that can't really happen in watching dance on video. I don't know why that is, but there is this sense of presence and its ephemeral nature, that it exists at the moment when someone does something. For some reason, I think, has a particular quality about it, which can't really be done on video.
How do you cast your dancers?
Well, casting is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
With my company, because they're required to do so many different things. Most of them are not bad actors, actually, and they're certainly very good dancers. But the other really important aspect of working with me and Chunky Move is that there has to be a strong interest in choreography, because I work with the dancers together in making the work, and they're very much involved in the tasks of building the work and therefore becoming very personally invested in the piece when they're performing. They're kind of choreographers in their own right. In fact, most of them do their own projects outside of Chunky Move and actually choreograph quite a bit of work themselves.
You are stepping down as artistic director of Chunky Move. Why is that?
Well, I've been running my own company for almost 16 years now,
mm-hmm.
and it just feels like, I don't know, it's interesting because I never thought it would be something that I would do forever. In fact, I thought it was something I would do for a sort of a short period of time and then do something else. And in fact, 16 years is actually quite a long time
mm-hmm.
for me. And I feel that even though each new work and each new project is quite unique, I think after a while, the constant, I guess, struggle of running a contemporary dance organization, I feel like I want to work with other forms, things that I've been already working with in dance, but bring them into dance, but now for me to step outside of dance and do that. So I'm in the process now of kind of writing a play that's also a film with a couple of actors. It still has some dance in it, but it's very much about a kind of a storytelling situation. And I just want to take more time to be able to work on those kinds of projects.
Jacob's Pillow and Mass Mocha present Chunky Move's new work Connected on Saturday, March 24th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 25th at 3 p.m. in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts. Visit jacobspillow.org or massmocha.org for more information. Gideon Oberzenek, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.